Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm so glad you joined me, because as I was seeking the Lord and asking Him what He would have me share, I believe that today, as well as for the next several days, I'm going to be sharing on a subject which I've entitled the message, Sowing to the Spirit, that is important for every single listener, every child of God. These are some very profound truths that we need to know and understand from the Word of God, that we can grow into that mature son and daughter that God desires us to be. And not only that, that we can live that abundant life, a life that is living in the kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And so I pray that you'll be able to listen to these succeeding broadcasts that I'll be making on this subject. And if perchance you are not able to listen, or you miss one, or like to rehear one, as I say from time to time, I invite you to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience if you have internet access. So, having shared that, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the revelation that you are giving to us as your people, that we truly can partner with the Holy Spirit, allowing our lives to be surrendered to you, Lord, that the work of godliness, of sanctification can continue and be perfected or completed in our lives. Father, I pray for every listener. Lord, some are going through very difficult battles right now. And Lord, when we're embattled, sometimes it's hard to concentrate. It's hard to be in a place spiritually where we can be receptive. But Father, right now, Lord, I ask you to rebuke every attack of the enemy, every force of darkness. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. And Father, I thank you that you will minister now to your people, those that are going through a difficult time, whether it's physical illness. Lord, you said by in your word that by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. So Father, right now, by faith, I release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ through the power and medium of these airwaves to touch every listener that needs a healing touch in their body. And Lord, those that are mentally or emotionally in a time of stress and trouble, Father, I thank you that the anointing of God destroys every yoke. And I'm asking, Lord, that you will minister to them and just lift them up. Prepare our hearts, Lord, that we can really receive from you in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, you and you alone will receive all the glory. And we thank you for it. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Well, what I'd like to do as we begin this time of going into the Word, I want to read a portion from the fifth chapter of Galatians, and I'm going to read all the way from 16 to 26 because they're wonderful verses and they pertain to what we're going to be sharing. So here we go in verse 16. It says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But," praise God, "if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now, of course, I'm reading King James. Listen to what verse 19 says. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. In other words, they're evident. Which are these? Then he goes on to enumerate them. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things, in other words, which make a lifestyle of those kinds of things, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory or pride, provoking one another, envying one another. Thank you for your word, Lord. All right, so that's what the Word of God tells us and gives us some very specific instructions, what we're to avoid and what we are to do. Now, what I'd like us to do is look at one of the words that are listed as far as the works of the flesh. And again, I'm referencing King James. It talks about emulations. Do you know what that is? Have you ever thought of it? I mean, I don't know what Bible translation you might be using, but it's very interesting to note. And as I said, the King James is my Bible. The Holy Spirit has honored that for hundreds of years. And there's a beauty to the language and an excellence as well as a veracity, I feel, to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It talks about emulations. Now, some of the other translations will translate emulations as jealousy or envy. But, as I said, in the King James, it lists emulations. And then, that's in verse 20, and in verse 21, it says envyings. So there must be a shade of difference between envyings and emulations, although there is some similarity, but there is a distinction also that we need to observe. That Latin root of emulation means to rival. It means ambition or striving to equal or excel. That's the primary meaning. The second means to imitate. And basically, I guess we could sum it up by saying it's ambitious or envious rivalry. Now, we hear that, and of course, it makes us think of a person, a being that had ambitious and envious rivalry toward God, and that was Lucifer, now known as Satan. In the very beginning, he envied God, and he said, I will exalt my throne above that of the Most High. And so this word emulation means striving to equal or excel, ambition. A synonym, which is a similar word, and this is from J. Rodell's Synonym Finder. It means a trial of superiority, a race, a contest, a game, vying, antagonism, controversy, match, opposition, competition. Now that's a word we might be able to relate to. I think we all understand what competition is. It's used in a variety of words in our modern English language. And I would suggest to you that this entire present world system that we live in is based on competition. And as far as God's kingdom is concerned, Jesus is coming again. He'll set up his millennial kingdom when he returns. But at this point in time, we are Christians, those who are saved, are already living in God's kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Jesus said that the kingdom is within you. And so, in God's new world order, if you will, when Jesus comes, that spirit of emulation or competition will not exist. That new world order that Jesus is going to set up will be devoid of that. And I would suggest to you, and I'm going to be sharing some things that are really thought-provoking, and I believe if you just hold back all your perhaps opinions or prejudices, I encourage you to follow me through my train of thought as we proceed in what the Holy Spirit would have us learn. In the fields of education, in business, in the arts, in athletics, sports, every facet of our society revolves around this principle of competition. Now, there are certainly very negative aspects, but there are also some positive aspects of competition. It brings out the best in people to counteract one another. Also, in terms of civilization, I believe it was necessary to progress because one of our fleshly traits as humans is slothfulness and apathy, and so competition sort of counterbalances that. And so on a group level, we see competition, or as far as humanity is concerned, there's competition in education and business. It's basically those who make the best grades on the high school level or even lower, or in college, those are the ones who are going to get the scholarships. And so there's definitely competition in the levels of education, certainly in business. Everybody's trying to rise to the top. And, oh my goodness, I see my time just beginning to lay a foundation. So I do invite you to tune in tomorrow because we're going to be looking at some very interesting things. At this point in time, I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not before I invite you. If you are in a battle right now, this ministry has been raised up for over 50 years to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. I invite you, you don't have to write a lot, but send an email or send me a letter or note. And I will personally pray for you and send back to you whatever God has to encourage your heart. Thank you so much for joining me. And again, I hope you can be with me tomorrow. And until that time, I love you. God bless you. And until that time, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.